Jeremy Bradley here, again live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, celebrating 10 years on the radio. I couldn't think of a better place to come and celebrate and risk my life at Vallarta Adventures. I'm here with Hugo. We're about to spend morning and afternoon together. They actually haven't told me what we're doing on this adventure, so I think it's about time for me to find out as we're about to get on the boat. So what are we experiencing today?
Excellent, my friend. We're getting a very nice contact with the wilderness today. Of course, we're going to be risking our lives just a bit. I have to tell you that we are very professionals on what we do. We follow international standards of security while you're ziplining, while you are rappelling, or even in our water slides in the middle of the wilderness.
Okay, so zip line, let's recap here because I'm hearing this for the first time. So we're zip lining.
Yes, my friend. Okay. There is a compound of different activities in the wilderness. So you do 8 zip lines, variety of activities during the zip lining, different styles of zip lining. Then you also have 2 water slides in between and 2 sections of rappelling too. That's your adventure. A mule ride, we have to go higher up in the mountains on mules.
Okay. Uh-huh. That seems to be the least dangerous, I would think, no?
Well, I will be honest with you. All of our activities are controlled. We do select properly every single one of our mules for our guests. The crazy mules will only be used by guides, and the wild, the very mild ones is the ones we lend to our guests. We always select them according to their size and personality, so we have lots of mules to make a perfect match to every single one of our guests.
Now, I know we're on the radio right now, so people can't see me, but you're wearing a helmet and I'm not. I'm going to get a lot of safety gear, I hope. Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, good.
My friend, you have the opportunity today to be really safe while you do an extreme adventure. It happens to be that we use the best quality for ropes worldwide, and we also use the best quality of gear. Speaking of helmets and harnesses, I must mention, as we in Mexico do not produce these articles yet, we rely on international brands on excellent quality, certified by several laboratories, international quality, community of Europe, proving that those devices has been tested for good quality and resistance according to the international standards.
Ah, awesome. So now what about in terms of people's like physical ability? I mean, could anybody do this? I know there's like an age limit too though, right?
Absolutely. As long as our people has enough weight to make it, most of our activities are just done by gravity, and they have to have certain age, anywhere from 9 years old to a limit of weight, let's say 220 pounds, 240 pounds would be our limit. And I must mention that even though we have a limit, the real limit is 5 times more. So we make it 20% the risk just by using our standards of quality.
Now, in terms of physical ability, if I've never done any of these things before, if I've never rappelled, if I've never gone on a zip line, I'm taught what to do and how to do this safely, right?
We have developed in the last 12 years, just for the very outdoor adventure, a nice compound of advices in our safety demos. Per activity, before we do anything, whether rappelling, whether ziplining or water sliding, we will have a demonstration of security imparted by one of your guides at the time for every single guest. Yes, there is information, so everybody is familiar. Before they do it, they have a better chance to enjoy being out of their comfort zone for a while.
Okay, so we're going to get on the boat. We're going to head over to base camp, and we'll join you again in a little while, and I'll tell you, well, if you don't hear from me, something terrible. No, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Again, we've got all the coverage on our website, pv.jbonair.com, for all the anniversary fun here in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Back after this.